Welcome to Tabletop. My name is Nick, and I think that fudging dice rolls is totally okay.
Hey, it's me, Franco, and rolling for initiative sucks.
I'm Daniel, and I think you should modify your first level characters as much as you want.
And I'm Shade, and if your TTRPG hasn't evolved into a LARP, you've done it wrong.
And we all host Tabletopped, a TTRPG podcast about all things games and storytelling.
And sometimes we have game designers, professional researchers, and even the occasional owlbear.
If this interests you, listen to Tabletop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Tabletop is a proud member of the Helios Network.
In this episode of Negative Modifier, we'll be playing the game Delta Green. Delta Green by Design tackles various mature themes that may be uncomfortable or triggering for listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, it's Charlie, Negative Modifier's Game Master. First off, thank you for giving us a listen. As always, expect something horrible to happen to the players. If you're a fan, support us by leaving a review on iTunes. If you hate the show, consider doing it anyway and enjoying the fact that you've inflicted us on someone else. For the most up-to-date news on the podcast, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And with that, you all don't notice Major Farrell kind of step out of the shadows and silently make his way up behind you and kind of, in a kind of gruff throat clear, "Well, now it seems that you got my message, Dr. Merlo. Didn't realize it would quite spark that level of reaction, but yeah, that's here."
I throw my scalpel at him. I get scared and I throw it at him.
All right, you want to do that actually?
Oh, shit. Yes.
All right. Give me an athletics.
Athletics. Here we go. 74% out of 50% failure.
All right. So thankfully you're surprised enough this thing goes wide and Major Farrell kind of watches something shiny sail off into the snowy night past him, kind of looks at you, looks at whatever the hell you threw and kind of looks back at you. A little excitable, are we, Major?
Seeing as how you just popped out of the shadows after an entire base just went absolutely crazy, yeah, I'm a little up on guard.
Kind of shrugs at this. Understood, I suppose. I'm glad Schuler was capable of delivering my message to Merlo. Yes, it is indeed here, and Harris is the one that brought it.
Why is it here?
And it gestures around. Honestly, why wouldn't it be? We have a stack of mysteriously dead people, unexplained weather patterns, and things just keep getting stranger. Like, there was a moment of mass hysteria last night that no one seems to kind of have an explanation for, and based on what I've heard about what you've been finding, the science doesn't quite add up. Why the hell wouldn't it be here, just in case?
You think it's the Greys?
Kind of smirks at this a little bit. Darlin', that's why Blue Fly is here, because we definitely think it's something like that.
The Greys haven't shown any sign of aggression, have they? I mean, it's always been kind of a stalemate, it feels like. At least that's what I've heard.
He kind of starts guiding you through the camp to make it look like you're walking, just kind of talking. Who knows is the real answer. Kind of keeps looking around over his shoulder, kind of like keeps noticing AFOSI agents off in the distance, kind of steers you away from them slowly as you're still on what appear to be a casual walk. He goes, who knows is the real answer, but Bimblin, my guess is that it's some type of, I don't know, weather control device. I mean, makes sense. We've seen what great tech can do before. Like, that's gotta be it, right? Like, the fact we haven't found it yet doesn't mean there's not something there. Like, based on what I kind of managed to swipe out of your findings so far, it's the lake, right? There's something in or above the lake that's causing all this.
I mean, it's with gray tech, it's so hard to tell for sure, considering, like, there are too many weird variables going on. If it was just a weather machine, we would be experiencing all the other side effects of weather. For example, infrastructural damage, pipes bursting, you know, buildings destroyed, or things of that nature. But this is only affected organisms, from what we can tell. The buildings and everything else looks like it's intact. I mean, look around you. And for those of us that are still around, like, I almost let out the information about our body temperatures being under a certain level, but, like, I hold off on that for now.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm kind of like, he looks at you and goes, yeah, and our little ace in the hold only also impacts organic material. We're barely grasping at straws. You don't think that the Greys might have something that works along the same lines, they're a little bit better at it than we are? I mean, think of it, it's perfect. You show up, you manipulate the weather, you kind of create an extreme situation, and you wipe out some small part of the populace.
For what gain?
No, okay, but here's the thing. This Jack Frost event has been happening for years, generations. Is it something that was caused by them initially, or are they just using that as a scapegoat or is to hide their activities then?
He kind of shrugs at this again. I don't know. How many whack job stories are out there that explain why what we know isn't real.
Mm. Have you gone to explore the mounds?
Yeah, what the hell are these mounds? The boys were talking about it. They're something over by the lake or something, they think. We can send a team. I can also give you some people, and you can go and check them out yourselves if you want. You may have to slip the kind of looks around at the AFOSI agents. You know, your babysitters for a little bit.
It's a local tourist trap, and I hand him the pamphlet that was inside the box.
He kind of like looks at it and kind of shrugs and hands it back. He's like, yeah, and we have something that genuinely scares me strapped to a bunch of Black Hawk helicopters right now. I'd rather have an answer for what the hell's going on here before Harris starts having conversations about that. He's already going around asking a bunch of questions. The fact that you've lost, you managed to slip your security detail for this long, is gonna raise some questions. Someone at a minimum is getting fired over this.
I have something that might scare you more. Can you give me a sec before... Can you give us one moment, please? Really quick?
Kind of looks at you a little bit confused and then kind of is like, I guess. Tell you what, whatever secret conversation you're about to have amongst yourselves, kind of gestures at one of the trailers. I'll be in there. That's where I've been hanging out with the rest of my teams through all of this and coordinating from there. If you want to come talk, come find me there. Personally, though, whatever you're about to tell me, unless it's gonna, you know, fix what's going on, I don't need to know about it. If you think there's something up with these mounds that you and half my team are obsessed with, go check them out. They might be a good lead. I don't...
Look, can you just get us transportation? All right.
And nods at this. Yeah, I can send my men to Humvee for you. And where are you trying to get to?
I think we want to go check out those mounds.
You want to go to the mounds, yeah.
It kind of looks around the night blizzard happening. Time is of the essence, I get, and this ain't getting any better. So yeah, I'll go scrounge something up for you. I'm assuming you want to keep the AFOSI off your back as long as possible?
Yeah, I was going to say that maybe we'll just go pretend like we're bunking down and we'll hop out a window.
We're going to need that boat, though. How are we going to sneak a boat out of the base?
Blue Fly's your guys, aren't they?
Yeah, kind of smiles at this. That one I got covered.
Look, we're going to need a decent distraction. You know, we're not the sneakiest types. You know what I mean?
I'll see if I can arrange something. Harris knows something he's not talking about or something. That man is keeping a secret, not gets all goddamn killed, and he's not good enough, whatever the hell game he's playing, to be keeping secrets like this. But yeah, I'll see what I can do. I saw some order about something about burning some bodies. Maybe an accident could happen with that or something that acts as a bit of a distraction.
That's a good idea. You know what? We probably don't want people breathing in those fumes anyway, so all non-essential personnel should probably bunk down for the night anyways.
That's not really my call, and the fact that we're having this conversation didn't happen, but...
I'll talk to Bimmel.
And nods at that. Probably smart.
All right, I gotta go pick up some coffee.
Kind of waves and disappears into the night.
I look over the team and I say, we need to tell him about the temperature thing. I don't think he realizes that we're all in this at this point.
I don't think it's necessary. I don't think he wants to know. What is him knowing that? What is that gonna do?
I think he's going about this very kind of just nilly-willy, and I don't think he realizes the severity of what this whole thing is, because if he thinks there are Greys involved and he thinks there's some sort of device just kind of messing with stuff around here, it's a lot worse than if something's gone on, because this is going to sound dark, but if we have been exposed to something the Greys have worked on, and I kind of look somberly at both of them, none of us are leaving.
Listen, he thinks it's a weather control device, okay? That's what he thinks, all right? And there's no fucking way that's what it is, okay? Now, I can tell you that whatever's going on in our bodies, it's natural now. It's not artificial. And I don't think that comes from just some technology. You'd have to have an extreme understanding of the human biological makeup and then know how to trigger evolution or a change within a living person's body in the matter of hours rather than thousands of years. And I understand the technology we have from the Greys, right? I understand it's very advanced, but that's even advanced for them from what I've seen.
So what if it wasn't a weather control device? If this is something that it did not affect any kind of structural damage, but just affected primarily living organisms, what if it's like a heat sink?
Or what if it's biological? Would explain why you're here now.
I think we need to compartmentalize as much as possible. All right. The more we reveal the more we put our asses on the line. You know, he's working with us now, but he's got ulterior motives. We don't know what they are. All right. It's all fucking politics. You know, somebody wants to try out their fancy fucking super weapon you guys made. Somebody doesn't want to do that. They're scared of it. I mean, we're here to figure out what this is. Like, in the end, it might not even matter if we come up with an answer. All right. If Paris is really gung ho, he might just do it anyways.
I mean, I think it is going to have to happen. And if it is biological, from a scientific perspective, I think we all know none of us are leaving here alive.
Well, if it's biological, we've already fucked everybody.
Well, I think we've already been fucked.
No, I mean,
the moment that whole thing happened, the moment that thing went off and we were all exposed to it, our death warrant was signed for us.
If it's biological, everybody's fucked, not just us here. Those prisoners that we held overnight, they're gone now.
Gone where?
Remember, they let them go.
They've been released.
But they live in town, don't they? Like,
no, they live out of town. That's why they were out trying to get in. Or at least the husband is a truck driver.
He lives in town.
He lived in town and he was out.
But they're not in town, so they had to come to the next closest place. So if it is biological, all right, and it would be contagious, if it was a weapon, it would have already spread by now. I think that we'd be hearing reports. Well, maybe we wouldn't be hearing reports, but some of the resources we have here would be being diverted to other places nearby. This is localized.
Okay. Well, then we can hold off telling him until we investigate the mounds and know exactly what kind of stuff we're working with here.
Merlo, real quick. Are there any kind of warning signs that Purgatory has been activated? Because I'm still thinking about the whole Scream light show, thunder, and everything else like that. Could that have been a triggering exposure?
No. Purgatory is a kill device.
Kill
that
device.
Whatever that sound was not Purgatory. Purgatory would have killed us immediately.
No warning.
No, it's a harmonics blast.
All right.
Actually, GM question. Based off the description I was reading, and obviously piecing it together for my specialty, it's a harmonics-based weapon. It doesn't actually have any, like, light effects, but off the description, it's a lethality thing, so it would kill. Like, it's not like a...
Given your experience, the development of it, you know that what you witnessed is not Purgatory. You don't know what it is, but yeah, the assumption of there'd be a lot of dead AFOSI, Bluefly, and Project Pluto researchers, not an unfair assumption.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, I'll reiterate, yeah. If it was Purgatory, we wouldn't be standing here right now.
Understood.
We need to get going.
Yeah.
So where to?
I guess we're getting a cup of coffee.
And then?
We're gonna get coffee for our guards, and I'm gonna go talk to Bimmel, see if we can get buttoned down for the night. We got our distraction, we'll sneak out, get AFOSI off our backs.
Alright, so you go grab the coffee and head back and drop it off, for lack of a better phrase?
Yeah.
Yeah. While we're walking, can I take a look at the exposed photographs?
Yeah, they're just overexposed. There's nothing. They're basically blank. They're blank in the way overexposed photographs are.
Okay. Can I gain any kind of information from the x-rays pulled from the dentist office?
What's your physics at again?
Particle physics is at 70%. Physics is at 64%.
You would know that x-rays use x-ray radiation, which no surprises there. The fact that they were overexposed inside of their storage devices, that's not even remotely normal. Like, that speaks to a very large amount of x-ray radiation in an area. Maybe as a kind of blast of it, maybe as a quick blip. The film matches up with the spike that you have the data on, I guess. Like, it's the, by their powers combined, that's the explanation for all the blank film. Like, whatever happened released a lot of energy across a variety of spectrums, all of which would mess up film. Oddly enough, it doesn't seem to affect computers, because the Bluefly team encountered computers that were working in town. Seems to have a effect on film-based tech. Photographs, x-rays, et cetera, type of thing. But it doesn't seem to operate along spectrums that would influence computer hard drives, apparently. Not sure what you'd make of that, but that would be based on the findings presented and what you kind of got in the report, what you would have noticed off of that, which again does line up with the information you got. Like, whatever this is, it wasn't putting off EMP.
Gotcha.
But also, the Blue Fly team did find elevated radiation levels, which you also found, which between the film canisters, the x-rays, and your readings, yeah, that makes a certain amount of sense in the okay, yeah, that all adds up type of category. What the hell caused it? Still not obvious. Like, to kind of maybe put a thought in your head, this type of thing should have, like, maybe an explosion linked up with it or something. And the closest you've found is that there seems to be a kind of energy something above the lake.
Cool.
I will also say there seems to be an energy something kind of roughly in the vicinity of the mounds. Not directly over it, but the mounds are in the closest land area to where the kind of energy thing above the lake is.
Gotcha. I relay the, just kind of my musings, that information to Merlot and Schuler. I guess this just confirms what we were already looking at.
Yeah.
But, god damn it, I need to get better readings, or at least a better look at the mounds and lake, one or the other, both ideally. So, do we have an exact time that we're slipping out, or...
I gotta talk to Bimmel, right? Whenever Blue Fly gets their shit in the gear and bite us with a distraction, we'll go.
Throughout this day, have we noticed that we're more acclimated towards the weather, or...
You've not gotten more, I guess. Like, it's not gotten... The weather's kind of fluctuated some. Like, during the day, the storm died down some, so it probably got a little bit warmer, but you've not gotten more acclimated. Your kind of level of comfort with it has maintained consistently across the board. And I will say, like, if it was really cold out, like, maybe it's starting to get to now that the sun's down and stuff, you do register it as cold, but kind of, like, fall day cold, not sub 32 degrees, sub zero cold, which is what you're standing in right now.
Gotcha. I guess we're hunkering down.
All right, so what are you doing next? You gonna go back and drop off the coffee? You gonna go try and find Bimmel? What's your next thing?
Gonna go drop off the coffee and then go talk to Bimmel.
All right. So when you swing the door of your kind of makeshift lab space open, two escorts are sitting there, and Agent Harris is sitting directly across from the door at the table looking at you. Doctor, Major, I hear we're planning an evening excursion to the lake.
You what?
Yes, based on the findings I've been kept up with and a recent conversation I had with a Blue Fly team preparing some equipment, it appears you're off to the lake to do some in-field research. Am I correct?
I just have a blank stare. Just, like, where does this person hear all this information? Why do they know too much?
Perhaps Blue Fly does as they wish.
Oh, my understanding was that they were escorting you. Something about that's why they had to bring the boat with them that they requisitioned. I believe it supports kind of gestures at the map that was left in the room. Something about that you believe some of the energy readings that were found around town might be linked to something there. Most interesting. Tell me, what are you hoping to find in your excursion?
Good God. You just have your fingers and everything.
Kind of smiles a little too wide at this, looks at you. This is my operation, Major. I like to keep tabs on everything going on and kind of like gestures at your two security escorts. We have, after all, been keeping an eye on you.
Well, as you've said, there's an energy spike. We're looking for cause and reason for the energy spike and any kind of connections between the lake, which for whatever reason remains unfrozen, and these mounds, maybe.
Kind of nods at this. Yes, the liquid status of the lake is quite strange, I will admit. Do you think this is a wise endeavor to be taking, given the late nature of the evening and the increasing storm activity? I understand times of the essence, but it would be a shame if something were to happen to one of our very valuable researchers.
I don't think that the storm's going to get any better anytime soon, only worse.
Understood. Well then, I will arrange for some AFOSI agents to act as escorts and additional muscle in the field if needed. Excellent work so far.
Thank you.
Kind of nods, stands up, briskly crosses to the door, and kind of like as he's passing by, kind of leans into you real quickly and just goes, and just so we're clear, nothing happens here I don't know about, and then just leaves the trailer.
Your boss is a real piece of work.
Your two security escorts kind of smile at you, just kind of like shitty teenager, ha ha, you got in trouble smiles, and they kind of shrug and go, the man is very good at what he does, unfortunately. You'd be best to remember that.
Yeah. Well, here's your coffee.
They both take the coffee, both put it down on the table and just kind of leave it there and go back to sitting in corners and looking at you. One of them goes, so I hear we're off to the lake tonight. Is that going to be like a next couple minutes thing, like a next hour thing? Getting out now?
Whenever Blue Fly is ready.
Oh, okay, I checked his watch. Well, they've been ready for about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, I think. We were just told to keep you here a couple minutes after that. But yeah, if it's time to go, it's time to go, I suppose. I think someone mentioned you maybe talk to Bimmel before you headed out or something.
I would, actually.
The guy nods. Yeah, she's 2 trailers over. If you want to go talk to her before you head out, we'll come with.
Actually, do you mind if it's just us? It, you know, old friends want to catch up on stuff.
He kind of narrows his eyes at you a little bit. Our job's to keep an eye on you. I'm sure whatever you can say in front of the doctor, you can say in front of us.
Okay.
Are you sure about that? You have the same clearance that she does?
The AFOSIS kind of smirks at this. Don't worry about my clearance. Harris is going to handle all that. We're good.
You know what tends to happen when somebody says, don't worry about my clearance, my boss will take care of it? You know, when somebody inevitably goes down for letting classified information out to people who don't have it, it's always the underlings that get thrown under the bus.
This is very true. I've seen it happen before.
Give me a charisma at that.
I will roll my charisma on that one.
Shuler, you can also roll your charisma on that one.
2 out of 75 success.
18 out of 65 success.
The guy kind of raises his hand in mock surrender. Fine, we'll stand outside again if you want your privacy so badly. But come on, time's a-wasting. Both of them get up and kind of like start shooing you towards the door and towards Bimmel.
I start heading over there.
Yep. So say, do you actually go to Bimmel or just go towards the Humvee at this point and head back towards the lake?
I go towards Bimmel.
All right.
The Humvee.
All right, so Marilo, you're going off to Bimmel. Shuler, you're going off to the Humvee. Dempsey, where are you going at this point?
I am going to the Humvee as well.
All right.
At this point, I'm going to... No, because I don't want to confirm the Blue Fly's suspicions. I'll go to the Humvee as well and just kind of wait for Merlo.
I'm actually going to stop off at the trailer where we're sleeping and pick up my medical supplies before we go.
All right, so Dr. Merlo, you find Bimmel. She's working in her kind of makeshift lab. She looks up as you come in. Ah, yes, Dr. Merlo. I hear there's some excursion to the field going on. You think you've maybe have found something promising down by the lake, was what I was told?
Yeah, but first, I just want to catch up with you. How are you doing? And I just kind of casually, you know, do like, oh, how are things going? Like water cooler talk until I close the door to the trailer.
When you say, how are you doing? She just kind of looks at you like, really, really? None of us are getting enough sleep. Like, it's a look that conveys, like, none of us are getting enough sleep. None of this makes sense. Like, your findings, they answer some questions, but they raise just as many questions as they immediately answer. It's just like, you see the look of just kind of, maybe it's not contempt, but like, ever been so frustrated someone asking you, how are you going, just like makes you angry because you're obviously frustrated? Like, that's the look you get in that moment.
Oh, I know. I'm just making talk until I can close the door. Oh,
I totally get it. Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah. Where you're kind of, where she's at mentally right now. She's just kind of looking at you like, really?
Yeah. So as soon as the door closes, really quick before I start to say anything, is it just Bimmel in this trailer, or is there anybody else in there?
You are alone with Bimmel in the trailer. The security escort that followed you to Bimmel is true to his word, staying outside. Your threat of security clearances maybe struck home a little bit.
Okay, so as soon as the door closes, I look at Bimmel, my face turns serious, and I say, they think the Greys are here, and Purgatory is on site.
Give me a human int, actually, to kind of read her reaction to this.
Okay. Oh, my human int is pretty bad. Since I know Bimmel, could I do, like, an intelligence check?
Because I'll give you a plus 20 to your human int.
Okay.
To our friends.
82 out of 10 plus 20% failure.
It's just kind of a wash of emotions on her face. A bit concern, a bit confusion, I guess, and kind of like she places a hand in front of herself, steadies herself some, kind of takes a deep breath in. Everything you have found so far in my own research is inconclusive with quote, gray activity that we have in the past.
That doesn't matter. There are people on this site with access to Purgatory who think it's the Greys, and they're looking for a chance to use it.
Yes, Farrell's like a dog with a bone. He's convinced this is his big score and it will boost his career. He's just as afraid of Purgatory as you and I are, though. The real danger is Harris. That man is unhinged in the worst way possible. I'm pretty sure he's the reason it's here. Can I pause this for a second? How do you know it's here?
It got leaked to me. Farrell happened to kind of drop hints of it to Schuler and mention the word purgatory. And obviously, I know what it is. So
I'm sorry. I'm to assume now that the entire team is aware of Purgatory's presence here?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that man playing at? That reckless jackass.
I'm telling
you. That's a classified project with dire ramifications.
What is
he playing at?
My concern is, when I was involved with this project and I left, there were only very few people who knew how to use it. I don't know how many people on this site know how to operate Purgatory now.
Give me a persuade.
All right. Could I use my charisma instead?
Nah, this is specifically a persuade to make her kind of divulge something.
Can I get a bonus since we're friends?
Yeah, I'll give you a plus 20 on this again.
All right.
You do know what Project Purgatory is. It makes a certain amount of sense that if you're talking about it, that's probably a bit of a situation.
Okay, well, I rolled a 92 failure out of 20 base and the modifier of 20.
She looks like she's about to say something, kind of like pauses and collects herself, and she goes, I would assume that if it is indeed here, there is adequate staff to utilize it. That's all I feel comfortable saying at this point in time. What's more concerning is that Farrell is feeling the need to bring this up without need. There has, aside for that small incident last night, there's been nothing beyond this blizzard dangerous happening on this site. I'm not sure why he would be spreading rumors about Purgatory being deployed. That seems a bit extreme for what's going on right now.
I don't know, but the fact that it's here is concerning.
Of course it's concerning. Its entire existence is concerning. Its purpose is concerning.
Yeah.
It's and kind of like gestures back with, you and I both know what it is, and that it is indeed concerning.
I don't know if the Greys are involved in all this. In fact, I'm still trying to piece everything that's going on right now. There are things that we've discovered as part of our investigation here that scientifically are not sound. They don't make any sense at all. Even if I were to tell you right now, you would look at me like I'm a crazy person. And trust me, I know that look because I gave that same look to the people I'm working with right now when they told me the same information. But I guarantee you, we double-checked it. We triple-checked this stuff. Scientifically, things aren't adding up. We have something of a lead. We're going to go investigate this right after I leave this trailer. My concern is sometime between now and us going to do some kind of investigation over where we're going, someone's going to get trigger happy.
Major Farrell, despite his zeal on this topic, is a professional man. Rest assured that if anything were to get in the way of him advancing his career with whatever is going on here, he will not interfere with that happening. While I cannot confirm or deny if he is in some way related to control of the device, based on personnel here, I would suggest that Harris may be the one that has to authorize such technology.
Okay.
Farrell's team is probably... She pauses. You remember Captain Luckman, right?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, is Luckman on site?
He is indeed on site. You may have missed him earlier in the briefing, but yes, he has been around. He has been busy taking care of certain things.
I have an ask of you. Can you get a hold of Luckman? Just for the sake of, like, being, like, just precautious. Because I trust Luckman. I don't trust Farrell. He knows how Purgatory works. Can you have Luckman buy us some time should they even try to play around with Purgatory?
I would not worry about Farrell being the one to authorize that. The man is, of any of the people here, the most afraid of that device.
I mean, I believe you, but, you know, when an animal is backed into a corner and it's scared, it will lash out. I don't know what he's going to do, so please, just let Luckman know to buy some time.
I understand your concern, and despite my misgivings about Major Farrell, the man is a veteran of this type of thing. What I think of the man is irrelevant. He is a professional. More importantly, anything that might endanger his team is going to be a problem for him, and kind of like leans in close. And you and I both know that Purgatory simply being here is potentially a problem in that category.
Which is why I came over here as soon as I knew that this thing was here.
Understood. I was also shocked when I learned it was here. Yes, its presence is disconcerting.
Okay, well, just wanted to give you an update on that and let you know where we're at. We're going to go investigate and look into these mounds and see what's going on there. But should something happen to us, not saying it is, but, you know, given what's going on here, I just want you to know that our notes in regards to some of the findings and all that stuff recently and the stuff that looks like it was found by the Blue Fly team over at that trailer or whatever, that stuff's pretty accurate, at least some of the readings.
Kind of tilts her head some, looks at you. My understanding was the Blue Fly team brought back a bit of a strange collection of field findings. I suppose I'll review your notes while you're out.
Yeah. And trust me, it's going to be weird, but just keep an open mind.
Kind of sighs and rolls her eyes some. There's an explanation for all of this, Marlo. No need to be engaging in superstitious fantasies at this point. We are people of science, and there is an explanation for this. You and I both know how fantastical some of those explanations can be.
Yes. We know certain things fall under certain boundaries of science. Like, if I grab an apple from, let's say, a basket, and I drop it on the ground, or I let it go, it's going to fall on the ground. I'm just saying, in these notes, you might find where some of the readings are, well, the apple is going to stand perfectly still, potentially. Like, that level of unexplainable. I just want you to keep an open mind.
Understood. Understood. If that's all, I suspect it's probably time for you to be on your way. The Blue Fly team can be a tad impatient once they're gassed up and ready to go, and I really do hope whatever you find advances this, because none of this makes any sense.
Tell me about it. Well, for what it's worth, it was good seeing you.
Indeed, it is nice to see a friendly face in these kind of gestures around truly bizarre times we find ourselves in.
Maybe next time we could have some coffee without the threat of some, you know, world-ending weapon nearby.
Kind of smiles some at this, yes. When we all get home after this, we should all schedule some vacation. I suspect we'll all have earned it.
Indeed. There's kind of a break in her voice when she says, I'll see you when I get back. Because in Merlot's mind, there's just a hint of potentially there might be something there, and there's a possibility that she may not actually be coming back. So there's a slight break in her voice.
Yeah, I mean, like, to your point, like, you're driving out into a blizzard at night. Like, that's on its own a bad idea.
Yeah, I think the driving in the blizzard at night is probably the least Merlot's.
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's so many things to be more concerned about, but, like, remove all of the weird going on right now. You're still about to drive out in a blizzard at night near a lake. That sentence alone is a bad idea.
Yeah. You know, there was like a sincerity in her, like, see you when I get back, but also kind of like a hint of sadness. And, you know, there was a little bit of a voice break, but yes.
Sure.
And then she opens the door and pretends to kind of laugh and said, oh, well, I'll see you when I get back. And then, you know, closes the door and pretends to kind of end the water cooler talk, if you will, for the sake of appearances.
Sure. Shuler, you are over at your kind of bunk, I guess, getting your medical supplies. Are you actually grabbing your medical supplies? Are you grabbing anything else to go along with that?
Yeah, I'm grabbing my medical supplies, but I'm also grabbing a knife or something.
Sure.
That I can just...
Something sharp?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And I'm going to just do a quick inventory of, like, the medicines I have with me. Make sure I've got everything I need. I am taking note of what I have in case I want to make something that could potentially incapacitate someone.
Like a tranquilizer or something, sure.
Yeah. Well, maybe even more lethal than
that. Sure, like a poison, got it. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. I mean, like, would you like to spend some time searching to see if you can find something like a tranquilizer or something in the various supplies that are here?
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Sure. Yeah, give me a search at plus 20.
80 out of 70 fail.
You find some stuff you could definitely use to make something, given your background. You're not, like, again, you weren't dealing with any kind of live samples or anything like that yet. Like, it's all corpses. not a lot of poisons or tranquilizers needed in that circumstance. Plenty of stuff you could make something with, though, if you had some time to kind of whip something up, but you don't have that time right now, so yeah, maybe later.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. And you head off to the Humvee?
I am going to just swing by the burn pile that's getting set up and make sure that the incriminating, not the incriminating, the body I think that would break my co-workers has been taken care of.
So it has not been taken care of. So the process of digging something did begin, but between the kind of snow and the later hour of it, it is not completed. But you do now have a stack of the bodies you tag kind of prepared to be burned, but not burned yet.
Is anyone around here?
There's people around, yeah. And I guess also if you're trying to burn them right then and there, that would be a bit of a problem between the wet and whatnot.
Yeah. Shit. All right. I'm just going to, whoever's watching guard over the bodies, I'm just going to tell them, make sure no one comes near them. We don't know exactly what's wrong with them yet, but they got anything on them you don't want to get, and you don't want to get in it.
I kind of nod and understand that they're wearing a hazmat suit. They kind of gesture at them. They are super sealed up and stuff. They're like, yeah, we get it. They're in disposal. Look, just kind of have gestures around. Between the storm and, well, other priorities, we just got a chance to get to them yet.
No, I understand. But unless it's Bimmel or myself that comes and says, you know, open one up, don't do it, okay? Like, I'm talking, this is some serious shit, all right?
Doc, we get it. Biocontaminants, bunch of dead people. Not my first rodeo.
The type that makes you bleed from your fucking eyes until you die.
Not my first rodeo, Doc. I get it.
Great. Sorry, I know you're just doing your job. I just wanted to make sure. I get it. Appreciate it.
We're all a little
tense
here. I understand.
All right. And I'll kind of nod and think about trying to get this to move along, but know that there's no realistic way to get this going, so I'm going to head to the Humvee.
Major Dempsey, you made a straight line for the Humvee, correct?
Correct.
All right, cool. So you arrive there, and you were met by Technical Sergeant George Quintana, kind of leaning up against the Humvee, obviously waiting for you, kind of shrugs and goes, we tried.
I understand trying, but there's flat out just apparently telling Agent Harris.
Kind of leans in real close. Dude has eyes and ears all over this goddamn place.
I did notice, seeing as how he was able to just discern information of a simple walk that I didn't even realize he had.
Three of his fucking goons descended on Pharaoh like, I don't know, vultures on a recently dead pig or something. Like, it was nuts. Gestures of his head at the trailer. He was back at our kind of little HQ for maybe 10 seconds, started kind of saying we were going out in the field, and bam, they were there.
Well, there was an attempt, at least. Otherwise, we have medical equipment, we have lights. I know that this is not the most opportune time, but honestly, the storm's not going to get any better. I know you guys wanted to fly, but it's not going to be the best of ideas.
He shrugs. He's like, yeah, it is what it is, but kind of like leans in real close. Just between us, service folk, these AFOSI types, you do get it's fucking weird that they're the ones running shit here, right? And there's just so goddamn many of them.
It's unnerving, to be quite honest. The fact that there is so many of them, they were able to bring everyone here so quickly, and why they run so smoothly without any kind of hiccup.
Emily's back, loudly over his shoulder. Fucking G-men! Lowers his voice back down to normal. But yeah, I'll be your driver through this evening. I'll be taking you down to the lake. Got the boat. Ocampo said to throw in a fish finder they found or something. Something about how that might be useful. We're not going out in the water in these conditions, right?
Well, here's the thing. Why is there water and not a sheet of ice over this lake?
Doc, sorry, Major, force of habit. I don't know. This ain't exactly my area of expertise.
So, yes, we will be going out into the lake, or at least just using whatever kind of fish finder that Lieutenant Ocampo had given us. Thankfully, that man has apparently had enough good ideas, or at least just weird ideas, to help kind of get this moving along. Where exactly did you find this fish finder?
He said it was at, kind of snaps his fingers for a second, Backjob's place, in the trailer.
Gotcha. How much of their findings were you able to find out yourself? Did you read the details?
We were there for the debriefing of it, like we got the lowdown on it. Between you and me, it's a little bit we'll call it unhinged sounding, but a little bit far-fetched. But hey.
Will Ocampo be joining us?
Nah, he's staying here for a little bit. Farrell figured that they were in the field all day, a little bit of time for a little bit of a rest and kind of gestures at the rest of your team that's something with you. We're fresh. We haven't been in the field just yet. We'd go with you on this one. And besides, at least I am scuba certified if we are indeed going into that water. So if someone drowns, I can pull him out.
Phenomenal. Last question. Do you have a spare gun?
Kind of like hats his gun on his hip. Don't worry about it. If something happens, I got you covered. We're all pretty good at that part of it.
Well, seems as if we're taken care of, at least from my understanding. I'll just wait here and just kind of go over these notes one more time. Do you have anything else to add, or can I just research in peace?
Do you gotta? We're just here in case the weather gets weirder or you find something needs to get pulled out of the ground, I guess. Just think of us as kind of flexes jokingly at this. You're a muscle for this little excursion. We're bringing some of your assistants on this, too. Some of the people floating around for if you need some lab help with that. Yeah, it'll be fun driving in this, though. Not saying I'm super thrilled about this, but as they say, if nature calls, guess we're going to go do this. Opens the door to the Humvee. I'll be in here where it's a little bit warmer, I guess, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's I'll jump into the Humvee as well.
Sure. Yeah, so eventually Marilo, the rest of the people going, and Schuler arrive, and you all load in, and you drive off into the slowly increasing in severity blizzard in the dark of night towards the town of Willis, but more importantly, towards Crow Lake.